Okay, friends. So today we are reading a very silly story. It was sent to us by one of our patrons, one of our good friends, Jeremiah and his mommy. And we just want to say thanks, guys. This book is a hoot, and we couldn't wait to read it and share it with our friends. So the name of the story is The Boy Who Cried
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. It's by Scott Magoon, and it's read today by Mommy and
Pee-pee-pip-pip.
That's a lot, you guys. There's a lot of peas involved, and I'm not sure if I'm getting it.
Just call me Pip-Pip.
Pip-Pip? Sure. Okay. You know, I'm not so sure I would want to be called Pee-Pee, but that's just Mimi. Did you get it? Never mind. So we're going to read this very silly story, and I'll admit it, guys, we've been very silly so far today, so this might get out of control, and especially because it's a really silly book, and we'll, of course, always put up a couple of the pictures so you can see what we're talking about on our Instagram. So if you guys haven't followed us yet, you gotta go head over to Instagram and follow us, and it's Storytime with Philip and Mommy. So, are you ready? Ready? Here we go. The Boy Who Cried Bigfoot. This is the story of my friend, Ben, and how we first met. Oh.
I think that's Bigfoot talking.
You think? Okay. This is Ben. And what is Ben doing?
Riding his bike.
And is there a sound effect?
Big
ding.
Ding,
ding, ding. Yep. So ding says the bicycle as Ben rides it. Ben liked to tell stories. And he says,
look,
everyone.
Look, everyone.
It's
Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot. Oh. He liked to tell stories, and it looks like that story of, look, everyone, it's Bigfoot, has brought some people into this picture, and it's his little sister, maybe, and she says, well, I don't see him, and the mom, and a baby who is saying, the baby is crying, and the mom does not look very happy. Oh, he liked to tell stories a lot. And now what is he yelling?
Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm. All that practice made him a pretty good storyteller. So now he's got his mom and the baby and his sister back up on the top of the hill with now his dad, it looks like. And he is talking. And he says, and he looked like this, and he sounded like
this.
And what sound is he making? Yeah, it's kind of a weird one. And so he's covered himself in dirt. And what's he doing with his arms? He's got them sort of like he's ready to pounce on someone, right? Way up high. And he's got a spooky looking face. I don't know about this. Do you think that Bigfoot looked like that? I didn't even see Bigfoot. I'm not sure what's going on. He even used props. What a tenacious little fellow he was. So now we can see he has, because he really wants everybody to believe that Bigfoot is real, he has taken a piece of wood and shaped it to look like a foot, a really big foot. And now he's using that to put prints, indentations in the sand, in the dirt, around the forest to make it look like somebody has been stepping there, somebody with really big feet, like
Bigfoot.
Like Bigfoot. And that's what a prop is. It's not something, it's something that you use to help you tell a story. Okay? Oh, and do you know what tenacious means?
What?
It means that you don't give up. It means that you have big plans and you stick to them. Okay. Now, people came from all over town to see Bigfoot. They waited and they waited, but the creature never appeared. I think it's because he's making up stories, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So now Ben is saying, he walked right through here.
See?
Mm-hmm. And he's showing them those footprints. After many hours with no sightings, everyone suspected that Ben had made it all up. And as they're walking away, one of the boys says, Bigfoot isn't real. But Ben is trying really hard to make everyone believe that he is. And Ben says, ready? He is real. His feet were this big. He was right here. I saw him. And he is just waving his arms frantically to try to get the point across. But I don't know. It looks
no,
like...
You skipped the page.
Did I skip the page?
No.
No, okay. I did not.
I bet these pages are pretty thick. That's...
Yeah, they are kind of thick pages. But we can also see how disappointed he is because there's nobody here. Right?
Except his doggy.
Yeah, his doggy. But his doggy doesn't even look really happy. And then he sits alone and hears something.
Crick.
So what makes the sound crick? Like a broken leaf or a broken twig. I don't remember crossing paths with you, Littlefoot. I said. You were right. It was Bigfoot. My goodness, Bigfoot sounds a lot like Mommy. I don't normally talk to a Littlefoot, but there was something about this Ben I liked. He was a determined fellow. I also liked his bike. I asked, mind if I take it for a ride? And poor Ben, he is just shocked and he says, Bigfoot. And now he looks quite surprised. And then he starts in. And now he's not just saying it quietly. He's shouting. What is he shouting?
Bigfoot.
Is stealing my bike. Oh, he's yelling pretty loud. Uh-oh. What else is he doing? He's stealing his dog. And so poor Ben yells, and my dog! Alas, no one believed Ben anymore. No one came running. It seemed Ben found being alone to be a little scary. So off in the distance, we can hear the ding-ding of his bicycle. Fortunately for Ben, he wasn't alone for long. Ben, where are you? Come home. It's time for dinner. That must be his mom. And it was time for me to go home too, says Bigfoot. I'm sorry I created such a ruckus, Ben said. But I really did see him, Mom. Oh, Ben, she said, let's go home.
I think that's his eye.
But in the picture, yep, friends, we can see his little sister is standing by the woods, and you can see just a little bit of his bicycle. And there in the distance is a blinking eye of our friend Bigfoot, just watching, seeing what's going on. So Ben and his family went home and had a hot meal. I don't know what a Hotmail is, but I do know that Ben learned the importance of always telling the truth. And he wanted everyone to know he really had seen me. So the next morning, he set out to prove it. Oh, what a tenacious fellow he is. And remember what tenacious means, right? Uh-huh. It means that they don't give up and they keep trying no matter what. So it's another way of saying persevering, right? Right? That's a person who doesn't give up. We should all be tenacious about something that we feel important about. Mm-hmm. And there's his sister watching, going, what's he going to get up to? Well, I don't know if he's ever going to find Bigfoot, but I hope he never gives up his dream of proving it.
I think that was Bigfoot, the big dragon guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people think that Bigfoot is real. And some people do not believe that he is real. You know, another word for Bigfoot is, ready for this?
What?
Sasquatch. Sasquatch. And there's all kinds of creatures in this world that are fairy tale creatures that fit that same description. Like the Yeti or the Abominable Snowman. They're all very similar, but none of them are actually real that we know of. We've never been able to prove it with science. So it is interesting to think about. And it is also the end.